Kitimat-Stikine Heritage Park Museum Service Area Establishment Bylaw No. 793, 2024. Notice is hereby given to advise electors in the electoral area E and a portion of electoral area C of the regional district of Kitimat-Stikine, RDKS, of the intention to adopt Kitimat-Stikine Heritage Park Museum Service Establishment Bylaw No. 793, 2024. Bylaw No. 793. Bylaw No. 793 would establish a new service for the purpose of changing from the annual grant in aid to what's called a service area funding model to continue to share in the operational, maintenance, and any necessary capital upgrade costs to the existing Heritage Park Museum. The proposed service area applies to Electoral Area E, Thornhill, and a portion of Electoral Area C, the Greater Terrace Area. A detailed map can be found https://getinvolvedrdks.ca/heritage-park-service-area and at the RDKS office during each business day between 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. This means that funding will be based on the value of the properties in the service area and the cost would be part of the residence's taxes. The cost to property owners within the service area is in accordance with the Local Government Act, and the maximum amount that can be paid annually for this service is $40,000 total, or $0.0259 per $1,000 of net taxable land and improvements. The maximum average contribution per property would be $10.21 annually, 0.85 cents a month, based on the average residential property price in the service area of $394,000. Take further notice that the RDKS has determined that the total number of electors within the service area is 5,536 and that 10% of that number is 554. The RDKS may proceed with bylaw number 793 unless at least 554 eligible electors within the proposed service area object by signing and submitting the elector response form to the RDKS by the deadline. If 554 or more electors return signed elector response forms by the deadline, the bylaw cannot be adopted by the RDKS board without obtaining the assent of the electors. Referendum. Elector response forms must be given in the form established by the RDKS board and will be provided to electors of the service area. A summary of the proposal are available for public inspection, and elector response forms can be obtained after July 11, 2024 on the RDKS website at https://getinvolvedrdks.ca/heritage-park-service-area and at the administration office of the RDKS at 304545 Lazelle Avenue, Terrace BCV8G4E1. Phone 250-615-6100 or toll-free 1-800-663-3208. Email info at rdks.bc.ca Monday to Friday 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. excluding statutory holidays. Deadline. The deadline for submitting a signed elector response form opposing bylaw number 793 is 4 p.m. on August 30, 2024. Forms must be received by the deadline to be counted. Regardless of the location from which the form was obtained, the elector response forms must be submitted to the corporate officer. Elector response forms must be submitted by one of the following options: mail or hand delivered to RDKS Office, 300-4545 Lazelle Avenue, Terrace, BCV8G4E1, or emailed to info@rdks.b.ca. Alternative approval process. Only electors of the RDKS Electoral Area E and portion of Electoral Area C outlined in the map found at https://getinvolvedrdks.ca/heritage-park-service-area and at the RDKS office are eligible to sign the elector response forms. This is only if you are opposed to the service. Eligible electors are persons meeting all of the following resident or non-resident property elector qualifications. Resident elector. When signing an elector response form during an AAP, a resident elector must be 18 years of age or older, be a Canadian citizen, have been a resident in British Columbia for at least 6 months, live in the area defined for the AAP, and not be disqualified under the Local Government Act or any other enactment from voting in a local election, or be otherwise disqualified by law. Non-resident property elector. When signing an elector response form during an AAP, a non-resident property elector must be at least 18 years of age, be a Canadian citizen, have been a resident in British Columbia for at least 6 months, have owned property in the jurisdiction, e.g., municipality or electoral area, for at least 30 days, own property in the area defined for the AAP, and not be disqualified under the Local Government Act or any other enactment from voting in a local election, or be otherwise disqualified by law. Note: only one non-resident property elector may sign an elector response form per property, regardless of how many people own the property, and that owner must have the written consent of a majority of the other property owners to sign the response form on their behalf. Property owned in whole or in part by a corporation does not qualify under the non-resident property elector provisions. Resident electors signing the elector response form must provide their name and address. Non-resident property electors must provide their name and the address of the property in relation to which they are entitled to register as a non-resident property elector. The local government will not share the information on the form with anyone other than the corporate officer or other person designated by the corporate officer. For more information, please contact 250-615-6100 or toll-free 1-800-663-3208. Renee Lucaser, Director of Administration, Corporate Officer.